Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello, and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. This week we're featuring a film called Zodiac. Now, this came out in 2007. It's an epic mystery thriller film. It was directed by David Fincher. And, well, I can tell you the story. I'll tell you who was in it, actually. Jake Gyllenhaal, Mark Ruffalo and Robert Downey Jr. are just three to mention. The film tells the story of the manhunt for the Zodiac Killer, a serial killer who terrorized the San Francisco Bay Area during the late 1960s and early 1970s. Here's the trailer.
Dear editor, this is the murderer of the two teenagers last Christmas at Lake Herman and the girl on the 4th of July.
I want you to print this cipher on the front page of her paper.
He wants his code in the afternoon edition.
Ray Smith, don't you have a cartoon to finish?
The Zodiac Killer has come to San Francisco.
Another letter. School children make nice targets.
He gave himself a name.
Greek, Morse code, astrological signs.
This guy's used them all.
I like killing people because man is the most dangerous animal of all.
How does one do that?
I like puzzles. I do them a lot.
Got any hard suspects?
About 90 an hour. I'm up to around 500.
You got four crime scenes. Not a single usable print. You can't think of this case in normal police terms.
He's breaking the pattern.
Lena said you were a cartoonist.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing at the gun range?
I just want to help.
What are you, some kind of Boy Scout?
Eagle Scout, actually. First class.
Well, I've been thinking.
Oh, God, Samuelson.
There's no evidence, Robert.
What do you mean there's no evidence? You have him seen with the ciphers, the military boot prints, the bloody knife.
All circumstantial.
Why do you need to do this?
Because nobody else will.
Dave, you made a mistake!
Get away from the window.
Paul, are you okay?
No.
Why'd you do it? You put your face out there for him to see.
Hello? Who is this?
Zodiac was my job. It's not yours.
He's still out there, Dave.
Killing is his compulsion. It drives him. It's in his blood.
Jeez.
What?
Squirrels.
This is the Zodiac speaking.
I have a gun.
I can give you a lift to the service station.
Don't you always go around helping people in the night?
I'm not the Zodiac. And if I was, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Are you sure there's nobody else in the house?
Well, he taunted the police with letters, bloodstained clothing and ciphers mailed to newspapers. The case remains one of the United States' most infamous unsolved crimes. Well, musically, it's interesting, and this is why we're featuring it, of course, in the Director's Cut. We're going to start off with a track called Just Once. This is Quincy Jones and James Ingram. And the sad news that Quincy Jones passed away recently. We thought we'd play this as a tribute to him and, of course, his wonderful, wonderful career.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on. Wrong. Just once, can we find a way to but I think Mom may have been too much. The Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going. And it seems at times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why the good times never last for long? Where are we going wrong?
Ingram and Quincy Jones and Just Once from the movie Zodiac. Well, Zodiac was released by Paramount Pictures in North America and by Warner Brothers Pictures in international markets on March the 2nd of 2007. It received largely positive reviews with praise for its writing, directing, acting and historical accuracy. The film was nominated for several awards, including the Saturn Award for Best Action Adventure or Thriller Film, and it grossed over $84 million worldwide on a production budget of $65. Well, in 2016 critics poll conducted by the BBC, Zodiac was voted the 12th greatest film of the 21st century. Music continues now. This is Love Roller Coaster from the Ohio Players here on the Director's Cut.
Roller coaster.
coast. Well, the plot goes something like this. On July 4th, 1969, an unknown man attacks Darlene Ferrin and Mike Magill with a handgun at a lover's lane in Vallejo, California. Only Mike survives. 1 month later, the San Francisco Chronicle receives encrypted letters written by the killer calling himself Zodiac, who threatens to kill a dozen people unless his coded message containing his identity is published. That's a bit of a contrast now musically. Here is Miles Davis with Solar. The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Featuring music from the movie Zodiac. Well, political cartoonist Robert Graysmith, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, who correctly guesses that his identity is not in the message, is not taken seriously by crime reporter Paul Avery, Robert Downey Jr., or the editors, and is excluded from the initial details about the killings. When the newspaper publishes the letter, a married couple deciphers one, revealing it is indeed did not contain the killer's name. In September, the killer stabs law student Brian Hartnell and Cecilia Shepherd at Lake Berryessa in Napa County. Cecilia dies 2 days later. More jazz now. John Coltrane.
Thank you.
Huge John Coltrane fan, so I wasn't going to let that one go. At the office, Avery makes fun of Graysmith before they discuss the coded letters. Graysmith interprets the letter, which Avery finds helpful, and he begins sharing information. One of Graysmith's insights about the letter is that Zodiac's reference to man as the most dangerous animal of them all is a reference to the 1932 film The Most Dangerous Game, which features the villainous Count Zaroff, a man who hunts live human prey. Is well, here we've got Marvin Gaye. This is Inner City Blues on the director's cut from the movie Zodiac. fascinating track from Isaac Hayes, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it. Thank you very much. Do it for me, will you?
Hyperbolic, syllabic, sequidally mystic.
Back after the break.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back, and isn't AI a wonderful thing? Well, 2 weeks later, San Francisco taxi cab driver Paul Stein is shot and killed in the city's Presidio Heights district. The Zodiac killer mails pieces of Stein's bloodstained shirt to the Chronicle along with a taunting letter. Well, San Francisco Police Inspector Dave Tucci, played by Rufio, and his partner Bill Armstrong are assigned to the case by Captain Mary Lee and work closely with Vallejo's Jack Moulinex and Captain Ken Nalo in Napa. Someone claiming to be Zodiac continues to send taunting letters and speaks on the phone with lawyer Melvin Bell on the KGO TV morning talk show hosted by Jim Dunbar. And Melvin Bell is played by Brian Cox, no less. Well, let's have more music now. We're back with this one from Snowflake by Alan Murray. Bit different, isn't it? For the last couple of tracks, I know. Well, you know, that's the same in music and films.
Beneath its snowy metal folding pane, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Look over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming, people are changing. Mind.
Persuasion. Well, I said there'd be some variety music in this. Wait, see what we've got coming next. In 1971, Detective Tucci Armstrong and Mullinax question Arthur Lee Allen, a suspect in the Vallejo case. They notice that he wears a Zodiac wristwatch with the same logo used by the killer, and Tucci thinks he is the killer. However, a handwriting expert insists that Allen did not write the Zodiac letters, even though Allen is said to be ambidextrous. Avery receives a letter threatening his life. Becoming paranoid, he turns to drugs and alcohol. He shares information with the Riverside Police Department that the killer might have been active before the initial killings, angering Tucci and Armstrong. The case's notoriety weighs on Tucci, who cannot sit through a Hollywood film, Dirty Harry, loosely based on the Zodiac case. Music continues now. This is Mafia Lanzo. Arrivederci, Roma.
Ti invidio turista che arrivi, ti imbevi dei forri e dei scavi, poi tutto d'un tratto te trovi fontana de Trevi, che tutta è per te. E mentre il sol dovage il fontalone, la tua canzone in fondo è questa qua. Arriva dolci Roma, goodbye, arrevoir. Si ritrova pranzo a squarciarelli, fettuccine e vino dei castelli, come ai tempi belli che Pinelli immortalò. Arrivederci Roma, goodbye, arrevoir. Si riveda spasso carrozzella e ripensa a quella ciumachella che era tanto bella e che gli ha detto sempre no.
Fettuccine e vino dei castelli. Goodbye, Ira. Si riveda spasso in carrozzella e ripensa a quella sciumatella che era tanto bella e che gli ha detto sempre no.
I said there'll be contrasts. There's Mario Lanzo fitting into the movie Zodiac. Back after the break with more great tracks from this film. Welcome back. Well, by 1978, Avery has moved to the Sacramento Bee. Gray Smith persistently contacts Tucci about the Zodiac murders and eventually impresses him with his knowledge of the case. While Tucci cannot directly give Gray Smith access to the evidence, he provides names in other police departments where Zodiac murders occurred. Armstrong transfers from the San Francisco Police Homicide Division and Tucci is demoted for supposedly forging a Zodiac letter. More music now. We're back with, this is Donovan and the Hurdy-Gurdy Man on the Director's Cut this week.
Thrown like a star, my vast fire open my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurd
Wrap up the plot, Graysmith continues his own investigation, profiled in the Chronicle, and gives a television interview about the book he is writing on the case. He begins receiving phone calls from someone breathing heavily. As his obsession deepens, Graysmith loses his job, and his wife, Melanie, leaves him, taking their children. Graysmith learns that Alan lived close to Ferrin and probably knew her, and that his birthday matches the one Zodiac gave when he spoke to one of Melvin Belli's maids. Well, while circumstantial evidence seems to indicate his guilt, the physical evidence, such as fingerprints and handwriting samples, do not implicate him. In 1983, Graysmith tracks Alan to a Vallejo Ace hardware store, where he is employed as a sales clerk. They stare at each other before Graysmith leaves. 8 years later, after Graysmith's book Zodiac has become a bestseller, Mike Mago identifies Alan from a police mugshot. Well, a textual epilogue indicates that Alan died before police could question him and that the case remains open. Well, that's it for me. Thanks so much indeed for your company. I'm going to leave you with Santana, and also always thanks to Maddie for helping me put the programme together. I'll be back next time with another feature movie with the music on Director's Cut. Take care. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.